From Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August. Our 31st annual show is next August and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Welcome in once again to the heart and soul of rock and roll. We thank our Birmingham native, Mr. Bobby Mizell, and the Heart and Soul Boogie for getting things rolling here. We'd like to welcome you in. We've got an interesting program coming up for you. These are a group of songs that record dealers call teeners. That is, songs about being a teenager. And there's a lot of them out there. David's going to get us going with our first one. David?
Bobby Day, a singer and songwriter, had hits with Over and Over, Rockin' Robin. Bobby says, I'd rather walk down this road of love with you than down a King's Highway. So we lead off with Bobby Day doing King's Highway.
Nighthawks grew out of the Amarillo High School basketball team. Eddie Reeves and Bob Venable were teammates and played first as the Combo Kings. John Thompson and Mike Hinton had joined by the time this next song was recorded in Norman Petty's Clovis, New Mexico studio. Some have said it's Buddy Holly on guitar, but probably not. Here's When Sin Stops from 1958 by the Nighthawks.
The Demons were a doo-wop vocal group who began singing on street corners in 1957 in Manhattan. Their first record, Take Me As I Am and You Broke My Heart, was released in August 1957, followed up by The Greatest of Them All and Hey Young Girl, also in 57, on the Teenage record label. They changed record labels, and the group now being called The Emersons. Let's give a listen to The Demons, or Emersons, singing You Broke My Heart.
You thought
Birmingham Record Collectors. From Birmingham, Alabama, the Magic City of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
All right, guys. Do you remember when you first wanted to go steady with somebody? Think back to that. You're about to hear a song by Wes Voigt called I'm Ready to Go Steady. Wes Voigt also, let me throw this in there. His real name, James Wesley Voigt, born 1940. That's right, brother of John Voigt. He's also the uncle of actress Angelina Jolie. He's also wanted to be a professional golfer, but that didn't work out, so he went into songwriting. He also wrote Wild Thing. The name he used then, Chip Taylor. So he did write Wild Thing. He also wrote Make Me Belong to You by Barbara Lewis and Try a Little Bit Harder, Janis Joplin, and Angel of the Morning, Mary Lee Rush. So he had a lot out there, but he never really had a big hit. But this is one he did as a teener, those teenage days, I'm Ready to Go Steady.
I'm ready to go steady. This time I won't let her mama win. I'm ready to go steady. Giving my baby my paternity pin. Her mama says she's not old enough. The hell at her mama. That's tough, cause I'm ready to go steady, baby. I'm ready to go steady. Everybody does it, it's a thing. I'm ready to go steady. I'm giving my baby a high school ring. Her mama says she's not old enough. The hell at her mama. That's tough, cause I'm ready to go steady. A dating by the year, don't you think it's time that this cute little chick was mine, all mine. She's up to date, so debonair. But her mama, she's a square. I'm ready to go steady. But this time I won't let her mama win. I'm ready to go steady. I'm giving my baby my paternity pin. Her mama says she's not old enough to tell her mama. That's tough, cause I'm ready to go steady, boy. I'm ready to go steady. She's a square. I'm ready to go steady. Dating one chick will be so much better. I'm ready to go steady. I'm giving my baby a high school letter. Her mama says she's not old enough to tell her mama. That's tough, cause I'm ready to go steady, baby. I'm ready to go steady.
Bunny Paul from Detroit, Michigan, recorded from 1948 to 1963, singing rockabilly, pop, and R&B. A nice rendition from 1959 of a Brooke Benton song, A Million Miles from Nowhere. Oh, how
Gone with the Birmingham Record Collector.
I went to a movie called Ski Party in 1965 when I was a young teenager. It was probably the first time I saw James Brown. Leslie Gore was also in the movie singing our next song, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, a number 13 Billboard hit in 1965.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears near, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. Cause you're in love, you're in love, and love is here to stay.
Wonderful BRC.
Everyone remembers Dale Hawkins' Susie Q, one of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Dale Hawkins, singer, songwriter, guitarist, started his career at Chess Records in the mid-50s. He was still recording and touring when he was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2005. He died in 2010 of this cancer. Here's Dale singing a record you probably never heard. It also features a guitarist, Roy Buchanan, one of rock's greatest. The song, Someday, One Day, Dale Hawkins.
La da da da, la da da dee da. Someday, baby, baby, I'm gonna find out that I you.
Jimmy Boyd now do his teener called Cream Puff. How a tough guy, when he's with his girl, though, becomes nothing but a cream puff. And you probably remember that. Jimmy Boyd, by the way, was the same Jimmy Boyd that had the big hit, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. This is on the MGM label. But one other little thing about Jimmy, he was with Columbia for a while, and he was under the direction of Mitch Miller. And Jimmy wanted to do some rock and roll. But that wouldn't work for Mitch Miller. He would not let any of his people do rock and roll. So Jimmy never got that far. He also did some acting in his career. And if you ever saw his picture, you'd know who he is exactly, probably. But from 1959, Jimmy Boyd, Cream Puff.
Well, I'm as hard as nails. I'm known to be tough. A man among males, and I take no guff. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty rough. But when I'm close to you, I'm just a little cream puff. I can jump 10 feet or run a 4-minute mile. I'm never known to feed, cause it ain't my style. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty rough. Just a little cream puff. You flash your little old smile and whisper, honey child, I'm as soft as pudding and I wouldn't hurt a fly, cause I get as squishy as banana cream pie. Now baby, I won't fight, I'll try to be nice, as long as I have your sugar and spice. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'm really not so tough. Be your little green puff. You flash your little old smile and whisper, honey child, I'm as soft as pudding and I wouldn't hurt a fly, cause I get as squishy as banana cream pie. Baby, I won't fight, I'll try to be nice, as long as I have your sugar and spice. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'm really not so tough, for I just wanna be near you and be your little cream puff. And be your little cream puff.
More and more people hear more and more music on
BRC
number one.
Dick and Don Adresi, the Adresi brothers, duo singers and songwriters, penned Cherry Stone and a big association hit, Never My Love. Let's take a listen to their addition to the teeners scene on Imperial label doing What a Night for Love.
On the street where I live, oh, there's a girl that I love. Oh, I will meet her tonight. Meet the stars up above. What a night, what a night, what a night for love. I will meet her at 8. Oh, and I hope she isn't late. Oh, and we'll share our love together on the street where I live. Oh, what a night for love. We'll walk to the park, find a spot where it's dark, and pass the evening away. We'll kiss and then we'll kiss again, and oh, 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 I love her so. And when I walk her home, oh, I will shake her hand in mine. Oh, we'll share our love together on the street where I live. Oh, what a night for love. We'll walk through the park, find a spot where it's dark, and pass the evening away. We'll kiss and then we'll kiss again, and oh, 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 I love her so. And when I walk her home, oh, I will take her hand in mine. Oh,
we'll share our love together on the street where I live.
Oh, what a night for love.
On the street where I live.
Oh, what a night for love. Oh, what a night for love.
When I was young, I collected stamps and coins. Bernie Lawrence is going to tell us about another teenage hobby, collecting girls. Sounds expensive and dangerous. I think Bernie is Steve Lawrence's brother.
One, yeah, two, yeah, three, go, four, yeah, five, go!
Collecting girls, collecting girls, collecting girls. Oh, oh, oh. Electric trains were lots of fun. I had a stamp collection second to none.
You're enjoying what you're hearing tonight. There's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
More and more people hear more and more music on
BRC
number one.
Any Allen Jackson fan can be proud of the fact that they are a real country music fan. After country turned towards pop music in the early 2000s, he and George Strait sang the song Murder on Music Row, which depicted that the traditional country music was not dead, but had just gone astray. Where were you when the world stopped turning? Was a tribute to those who were killed in the 9/11 terrorist attack. Now let's listen to what got Allen Jackson the 2003 Academy of Country Music Awards Album of the Year and also Video of the Year, Drive.
It was painted red, the stripe was white. 18 feet
from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shiny, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knot, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. Let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. Clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn-out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way. Turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
As a teenager, you probably had your first date. Here's a little song by a threesome of girls. They call themselves the Three Teens. They're doing a song called Doowattie, Doowattie. Now, what does that mean? Well, just give a listen, because the little girl is saying, what if he wants to give me a kiss? What if he wants to squeeze me? And his girls in the background answer, Doowattie says. And that's what this is all about. These girls also had a song called Dear 5331-0761. And it was a song about Elvis's serial number, and they were singing to him about how much they missed him. But here they are with a song that went nowhere, the Three Teens, Doowattie.
Thank you.
The Alley Cats, a male group that Phil Spector worked with early on, answered the question we ask as teenagers, what's your name? The answer, Puddin' and Tane, you asked me again, I'll tell you the same. From 1962 on the Phillies label, Puddin' and Tane, Alley Cats.
Puddin' and Tane, Puddin' and Tane, ask me again, I'll tell you the same.
Next up is a teener from Tommy Rowe from 1960, before the hits started coming for Tommy. I Got a Girl on the Judd label, Tommy Rowe and the Satins. This one was recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
I got a girl and I love her so. This little girl I'll never let go. Well, I got a girl, sweet little girl. This little girl is mine. She's so sweet, she's so neat. She's my girl and she can't be beat. Well, I got a girl, sweet little girl. I got a girl, this little girl is mine. Walk through the park, talk on the phone. Kiss her, hold her hand. She'll tell me I'm a lover man. Well, I got a girl, sweet little girl. I got a girl, this little girl is mine. Whisper in my ear, I love you, dear.
Love, love.
I'll kiss her, hold her hand. She'll tell me I'm a loving man. Oh, I got a girl. Sweet little girl. I got a girl. This little girl is mine.
Much more music from the good guys.
B-R-C.
This next singer was a real prolific recording artist of the 60s and 70s. He recorded over 50 songs, but never quite had a recording that scored very high in the industry. Maybe you remember his best-known single, The Geronimo Stomp, or the flip side, How Will It End? What we will play for you today is a tune about a young boy who is given some advice about girls. It's called Run, Billy, Run, and it's by Barry Darvell.
Another great tenor is Ain't That Something by Larry O'Keefe. This is one of my favorite as far as the tenor genre of music goes. This is from July 1959 on the Freedom label. It's out of California. Also on the Freedom label, Johnny Burnett recorded some, and a group called the Four Dots, which was a Jewel Aiken group, along with Eddie Cochran. But they were on that same label too. But this song, Ain't That Something, written by O'Keefe himself with Eddie Cochran on guitar. July 1959, Larry O'Keefe.
Well, I found me a girl, I'm really gonna settle down. Yeah, I found me a girl, I'm really gonna settle down. I'm gonna build a home, I'm gonna quit all the running around. Oh, well, now,
ain't I like something?
Uh-huh.
Hey, rock and roll music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
I talked with Dickie Lee at the Rock and Roll Show at the Bowel Auditorium a number of years back. Between shows, I asked if he could sing Dreamy Nights, a 1958 hit on the Sun label. He told me if only he could assemble his college group he called the Collegians that backed him in this song, he would be glad to do it. Here is one of my favorite teeners, Dreamy Nights, Dickie Lee and the Collegians.
Here's a song about the end of the teener years. Sisters Mary and Betty Weiss and Mary Ann and Marge Ganser from Queens, New York. The Shangri-Las with Out in the Streets.
Come on.
stars are heard in Alabama. Each time that you set your dial on wonderful
BRC.
This next record, Ray, is sung by a couple who met and became the most popular regulars on the early American Bandstand show in 1956. Bob Clayton was watching Justine Carelli dance and fell in love with her. He became a regular, and the rest is history. Bob and Justine singing one of my favorite places I liked to go when I was growing up, the drive-in movie.
Is appearing there. Now Lola's a guest,
and Elvis has a heck of a care.
We're just about ready to go. It's time for the feature show. Come along to the drive. Everybody's there.
Yeah, we all had a ball growing up as teenagers. Listening to these type songs really brings it back. This is from a British singer here, so I guess they had their teen years too. The name of this song is Top Teen Baby. I guess we couldn't do a teener song session without the word teen in one of the songs. This is Gary Mills coming out of the British Isles. He had one hit here in America called Look for a Star, reached number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100. But anyway, here we go. Gary Mills, Top Teen Baby.
She has the cutest little wiggle when she walks. She has a crazy kind of giggle when she talks. With a ponytail and cut them with her eyes, my top teen baby sends off with the guys. When she goes a-popping at the Saturday hop, you see the fellas falling flibbity-flop. In her petticoats and long nylon hose, my top teen baby knows what she shows. Top teen, she's my queen. Top teen, she's my dream. Top teen, know what I mean. My heart stops beating when she looks at me. I dig this cookie, she's the mostest of the lot. And furthermore, she is the only chick I got. Lover, lover, how I want you to know, my top teen baby, I love you so. Top teen, she's my queen. Top teen, she's my dream. Top teen, know what I mean. My heart stops beating when she looks at me. I dig this cookie, she's the mostest of the lot. And furthermore, she is the only chick I got. Lover, lover, how I want you to know, my top teen baby, I love you so.
I'm just amazed that these guys actually remember something about their teenage years. For some of us, it's all foggy. We're just not real sure. In any case, we hope you enjoyed Teeners as we look back fondly and not so fondly at what it was like to be a teenager back when. Great idea, great group of songs, really some unusual stuff there. Well, novelty songs are coming up for April Fools. We're going to have Charlie put together an interesting collection, and I'm sure he'll have us all laughing in the aisles. And then it's going to be cities and states as we take a look at various song titles that have the name of a city or a state in it. And even beyond that, we're going to have a program where we're going to look at openings of songs, the beginnings of songs. Some of those are pretty fascinating, and it should be an interesting program. If you've never really focused on the beginning of your favorite song, you may find that it is unusual. So join us for that. Lots of great shows coming up. We hope you'll continue to join us right here on the heart and soul of rock and roll. Rock and Ray saying thank you for joining us. Tell a friend, would you? Okay, Mr. Bobby, get us home. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the heart and soul of rock and roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us August 15th and 16th for our 31st annual BRC Record and CD Show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.